Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, May 28th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know. Brisket, a cut from the breast area of beef, is more versatile than many realize. And if you didn't already stuff yourself with beef over Memorial Day weekend, you'll be happy to know today is National Brisket Day. It's a great day to explore its potential beyond barbecue and corned beef. Divided into point and flat cuts, brisket offers diverse cooking options. The point cut, rich in fat and connective tissue, excels in braising or smoking, delivering robust flavor. The leaner flat cut requires different preparation, but remains flavorful. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's cloudy and feels like 66 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 8:11, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:11. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 83 and wind of 8 to 11 mph. Tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 61 and wind of 6 to 9 mph. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be just after 9:30 with the high tide just after 4. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. With a slight chance of showers after 3 p.m. A chance of showers continues Wednesday night through Thursday. Thursday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 68. Friday will be mostly sunny and warmer with a high near 70. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, Harvard researchers, in collaboration with Amazon Web Services, have launched Boston's first quantum network, the longest so far, with cables connecting Boston and Cambridge. Led by Professor Mikhail D. Lukin, the team successfully transmitted qubits between two quantum nodes over 35 kilometers of telecommunications fiber. This breakthrough, published in Nature, paves the way for ultra-secure data transmission and enhanced astronomical observations. The real-world demonstration marks a significant step toward practical quantum networking, with plans to improve and expand the network in the coming years. Now on to sports. Controversial umpire Angel Hernandez is retiring immediately after a career marked by criticism for inconsistent calls and quick ejections. Hernandez, who debuted in 1991, hasn't officiated since May 9th as he and MLB negotiated his exit. Despite being a lightning rod for complaints from players and not being promoted to crew chief, Hernandez stated his departure was voluntary and aimed at spending more time with family. His lawyer emphasized he wasn't forced out. Hernandez's career has been a source of debate, culminating in his decision to step down. And the baseball world rejoices. Can't say you'll be missed. In local sports, the Celtics on the road, beat the Pacers in Game 4, 105-102, and are headed to the NBA Finals. Jaylen Brown earned the Larry Bird Eastern Conference Finals MVP as the Celtics swept the Pacers. Brown's clutch performances in Games 1 and 4, including a game-saving block and assist for a game-winning three-pointer, were pivotal. He averaged nearly 30 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals in the series, narrowly beating teammate Jason Tatum for the MVP. Brown's defensive prowess and critical plays highlighted his role in the Celtics' success. Boston will face either the Dallas Mavericks or Minnesota Timberwolves in the NBA Finals, starting June 6. The Red Sox on the road lost to the Orioles, 11-3 in Game 1 of the 3-game series. And tonight, the Sox and Orioles are back at it for Game 2, with Brian Baio on the bump. In top news, Elon Musk's AI startup, xAI, secured $6 billion in Series B funding, raising its valuation to $24 billion. Notable investors include Andreessen Horowitz, Sequoia Capital, and Saudi Prince, Al-Waleed bin Talal. This investment follows Amazon's recent $2.75 billion boost to AI startup Anthropic. Despite Amazon's significant AI investments, it lags behind leaders like OpenAI, Google, and other large language models. xAI's integration with Elon's social platform, X, offers a vast data pool for training its chatbot, known as Grok. However, quality and ethical considerations in AI training data remain critical challenges. In business news, Bitcoin has surged past $70,000, while Ethereum is nearing $4,000. This price jump coincides with Argentina exploring Bitcoin as legal tender, following discussions with El Salvador's Digital Assets Commission. Argentina's new leader, Javier Milei, is considering this move, inspired by El Salvador's pioneering adoption of Bitcoin in 2021. This development has led to $28 million in liquidations, mostly short positions, and coincides with the SEC's approval of spot Ethereum ETS, boosting Ethereum's market performance. In other crypto movement, Tether is just under a dollar. Binance Coin is 600. And Solana, it is $165. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Toyota, Subaru, and Mazda have jointly committed to developing new engines optimized for electrification, focusing on compact designs to save space under the hood. This initiative aims to enhance vehicle design and integrate motors, batteries, and other electric drive units. Additionally, the engines will support alternative fuels like e-fuels and biofuels, aiding in decarbonizing internal combustion engines. This move aligns with stricter emission standards, such as the EU's Euro 7, set to take effect in 2030. Toyota's multi-pathway approach includes hybrids, hydrogen fuel cell, and traditional fuel-burning vehicles. And in entertainment news, this year's Memorial Day weekend box office is on track to be the worst since 1995, with estimated ticket sales of $128 million, down from last year's $205 million. Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, topped the weekend with $32 million in sales. The box office is still feeling the effects of last year's Hollywood strikes and production delays. Upcoming releases like Deadpool and Wolverine and Inside Out 2 are expected to help the summer box office recover, but overall 2024 earnings are projected to be 10% lower than last year. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American philosopher and Bostonian, Ralph Waldo Emerson. He said, "For each thorn, there's a rosebud. For each twilight, a dawn. For each trial, the strength to carry on. For each storm cloud, a rainbow. For each shadow, the sun. For each parting, sweet memories when sorrow is done." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.